For 24 years, John Schneider's column was a destination read in the Lansing State Journal. John retired from the paper just over a year ago to free up more time for fishing and meandering in the woods, but it's been a thoroughly modern retirement. It's continued to include a blog and a regular column now with Bridge Magazine, and Current State Has Learned, a periodic return to the Lansing State Journal. Welcome to John Schneider. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to see you, too.
So it's been a year away from the daily column. Has life been about what you expected, or has it been something different?
It's been pretty much what I expected and what I had hoped for. I'm enjoying the flexibility. It was always my dream to be able to fish for a whole summer up north, and I was able to accomplish that last year, so that was great.
What does that mean, fish for a whole summer?
Is that three months
of fishing every weekend, or what?
Well, pretty much in the months of July and August, I fished almost every day.
Wow.
Sometimes twice a day.
A bad day fishing is better than a good day at work.
Exactly. I was pursuing salmon up on Lake Huron, and it
didn't encounter any big head carp by any chance.
No big head carp. Nothing actually jumped into the boat, which was good.
So do you have a routine then now, or is it a no routine routine?
No, I'm a creature of routine, so I still get up fairly early. I'm always out of bed by 7.
Wow.
So I can kiss my wife goodbye as she goes to work.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
And then I usually try to figure out something to do outdoors in the morning, whether it's cutting wood or lawn work or working on some sort of project. And then I usually spend the afternoon writing. As you said, I'm writing a column for Bridge. I'm blogging every day. Beginning next week, I'll start a weekly, it's kind of between a blog and a column in the Michigander section of the State Journal, which will be fun. And I'm also working on a novel, so I spend much of the afternoon writing.
So if theoretically you were 100% plugged in when you were writing the daily column, how plugged in are you now?
I'd say
10%.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe 30%. If plugged in, you mean being
connected,
exposed, being accessible all the time. I still have carry on my cell phone. I've got my laptop, so I'm not entirely dark. But I'm as plugged in as I want to be. Let's put it that way.
This novel idea sounds really intriguing. Has this been in the back of your mind for a long time?
Yes, it has. Almost ever since I began writing, I've hoped that I would someday, sit down and write a novel. I've written a nonfiction book that was published, but I still wanted to try the novel, and so this has given me that opportunity, and I'm about 35,000 words into it, and it's going really well, and it's been a very interesting experience. Some days it's like, this is what I was meant to do, and other days it's like, no way this is ever going to work, so it's which I guess is the way it should be.
I'm impressed that you save the writing for the afternoon, because I always, if it really requires brain power, I'm one of those people that has to do it preferably in the morning. It's like my brain is nowhere near as sharp in the afternoon as it is in the morning.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because I remember at State Journal, I would get there early, almost before everybody else. And my most productive time would be in the morning, in the morning, the first few hours.
It's those thoughts you have in the shower. Whatever.
Yeah. However, what I've discovered recently is that sometimes that physical work in the morning, cutting wood, splitting wood, it's kind of a time when your mind sort of goes into a cryogenic state, because you don't have to think about what you're doing,
right?
And it allows your mind to work on the things that you're writing. So the two go together.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. I just wish the whole day felt like it did in the morning all day. I've had that thought many times.
And on that point, interestingly enough, my son Benjamin, who is a songwriter with a band, I saw him quoted in a recent interview on the web about this thing about this connection between his writing and his outdoor activity. You know, how he talks about how when he gets stuck or when he's trying to come up with a new idea, he'll go for a long walk. You know, he'll go up in the mountains or he'll go camping, and somehow that experience aids his writing, which you know, maybe that's more common than I think, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna play a track here from Lord Huron. John's son Ben Schneider is a member of that band, which is really gaining quite a bit of notoriety. Can you tell us any more about the novel? Can you tell us about the plot at all?
Well,
are you comfortable going there or not?
Yeah, I'll give you a general idea. The storyline, the plot is about a woman who, after being dead for a year, comes back to life, returns to Earth, and the story, the book will be about the world's reaction to that, the media, the clergy, scientists. It's like, you know, whether the world would be ready for such a thing, and how they would receive it, and what would be the upshot of it.
You mentioned cryogenic a few minutes ago. This conversation has an interesting theme to it here.
Yeah. Good point.
Does the recent gig with Bridge Magazine and this renewed activity at the Lansing State Journal indicate a desire to get busier than you thought you'd want to be?
Well, it indicates a desire to earn money because my buyout at the State Journal, in fact, it wasn't actually a retirement, it was more of a buyout. The company that owned the State Journal, Gannett, offered buyouts for everybody in the whole company that met certain criteria, age and terms of service and et cetera. And so I took that, and my salary continued for 1 year, which recently expired. So I think I have to figure out a way to earn
interesting.
Something. And, you know, and a novel is an awful big long shot. So, you know, I need some paying gigs too.
Tell us about your reappearance in the State Journal, though. When does that start, and what will you be doing?
Well, there's a section called Michigander, which you can get at the lsj.com/Michigander on your internet, and I'll be doing a weekly piece, somewhere in length between a blog and an actual column, just offering observations on life in Michigan. It'll be a seasonal thing where I'll comment on you know, what's happening in the state at that particular time of year. For example, next week, Thursday, I'll be writing about, you know, the spring ritual of opening up the cottage, you know, after closing it up all winter long. People are now starting to think about going up and reopening it for another summer. So that's what I'll be writing about.
Yeah, we were talking about we're talking with John Schneider, late of the Lansing State. That's a terrible way to put it. Former Lansing State Journal columnist
emeritus. How about that?
Columnist emeritus. We got a few reporters emeritus around here at WKAR. We mentioned your son Ben's musical career. With his band Lord Huron, what has it been like to watch a creative enterprise like that?
Well, you know, he went to U of M art school, which, you know, to a parent is like, you know, how about engineering or medicine or law? You know, but he was always that kind of person who was going to do his own thing. So
actuarial sciences. How about that?
Yeah. So we supported him, and he graduated and went out to L.A., with his girlfriend, and got a really good job as art director of a advertising agency, and with full benefits and everything, and so great. And then he calls us up one day and says, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to go on tour with my band. So, you know, it didn't totally surprise us because he's had a band ever since he was in high school. You know,
okay.
He went to Okemos High School, and they always were playing gigs at, you know, little clubs, so forth. So, And by the way, he said, can I borrow $5,000?
Something's never changed.
Right. So we supported him. We said, well, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, and he said to me, Dad, I don't want to wake up when I'm 40 and regret not having tried this.
Oh, who hasn't heard that? You know? Who hasn't thought that?
Yeah. So I said, okay, more power to you. And we figured it would be a three-month deal and he would come to his senses and beg for his job at the advertising agency. But as you know, it's taken off. They did the Jay Leno show. They've been getting really good reviews and, you know, magazines like Rolling Stone. It's been great.
Here's a segment from Lord Huron that John tells us has an interesting story. So, of course, we could not play it. This is part of a track called The Stranger. An opportunity to plug Lord Huron's appearance coming up in June,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, at the Loft.
The Loft in June.
Yep.
Lord Huron. John Schneider is returning to the Lansing State Journal periodically. Find him at Bridge Magazine as well, and his blog, which is at johnschneiderblog.com. John Schneider, good to see you.
Well, thank you. Good to see you, Mark.